Well, it's Tuesday afternoon, 2:30, time to welcome back Margaret Mills. And Margaret, last week you were looking at a weather situation, South End hurricane. And what are you looking at this week? I have a feeling this is also weather related, is that right?
It is indeed, Scott. I thought it was quite topical at the moment, and this is the 1905 drought.
Oh, right, okay. Does this cover the whole county?
Well, it did, actually, and I've called it the 1905 drought for the simple reason that there was a mini rebellion in 1905 against the rates. But actually, this really goes back to the summers and the winters between 1890 and 1910. Hot summers, very dry winters.
What were years again?
1890 to 1910.
A long
20-year period.
A long period. Right.
Long period.
Oh, right.
Yes. And in 1905, things sort of began to come to a head in a village called Belchamp Walter, and I hope I pronounced that right, which is on the Suffolk-Essex borders.
All right.
And the well dried up, and the local council wanted contributions from the ratepayers, the sum of £4 in total, to provide a new water supply. And there was a mini rebellion in Belchamp Walter. And people said that they just weren't prepared to be taxed at this exorbitant rate to provide water. In the end, the row did settle down, but from the ratepayers, only the sum of £3.10, or £3.50 in our language today, was raised, and the council had to stump up 10 shillings themselves. So it caused a bit of a problem at the time, an example of people power, perhaps in the very early days.
Well, some things, as we've gone on before, there are so many things that just carry on being the same, whatever happens.
Nothing changes. History repeats itself, doesn't it?
It does indeed. So, thank you very much for that. And what are you looking at next week?
Well, something completely different. The Fighting Bricklayers of Rittle.
Good heavens above. All right, we look forward to that. Thank you very much indeed.
Thanks, Scott.